on the 24th of February, 1967. Hilliard Almond Wilbanks gave his all. He won undying fame, glory to his name. He's more than just an etching on the wall. Willie flew the bird dog, an unarmed little plane. The O1E for forward air control. 100 miles an hour took every bit of power. Reconnaissance, not speed, was Willie's goal. Willie was a fac who never turned his back. He saved a lot of lives but gave his own. He was down at treetop height, firing with all his might, and he broke up Charlie's ambush all alone. Willie was sector fac for the province of Dalat, the garden spot in all of South Vietnam. But everything went wrong in the province of Lam Dong when friendly forces got into a jam. His mission on that day was recce all the way for an Arvin unit of battalion size. He was circling overhead as he flew a bit ahead to see that they weren't taken by surprise. As the Arvin Rangers passed by the village of Baolock, Willie saw a sight that made him freeze. Just behind a hill, lying deadly quiet and still, was a regiment of northern Vietnamese. Saw the danger that was lurking up ahead, but he had no radio contact on that date. He tried to call for air, but he knew they'd not get there in time to save the Rangers from their fate. So Willie flew down low, the enemy to show, and warned the friendlies of what lay in store. He flew several times, it said, into a hail of lead, until he couldn't do it anymore. He fired his M16 from his unarmed air machine, and pretty soon the fight was underway. He kept shooting at the ground till he took a fatal round and crashed between the battle lines that day. Willie was a pack who never turned his back. He saved a lot of lives but gave his own. He was down a treetop height, firing with all his might, and he broke up Charlie's ambush all alone. They pulled him from the wreck, but on the way he died. He'd done everything a pack could do and more. He did not fail a French and he did not give an inch. And that's the tale of Willie's one-man war. This story comes to you from KG-82, made 30 years after Willie died. He says there was no fac with a no one at his back who could do what Willie did on his last ride.